It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Don't often, during our Green Visions segment here on Northland Morning, have the opportunity to talk with poets during Green Visions, but maybe that's something we ought to think about doing a little bit more of. Our poet laureate, Ellie Schoenfeld, is in the studios with us this morning. Hi, Ellie. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So nice to have you actually here, live and in color in the studio.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be doing anything with KUMD.
So this is really kind of a cool little deal. Connie Wanick, who is a well-known local poet, is getting a wildflower trail dedicated in her honor. Who came up with that cool idea? And tell us more about it.
Well, the idea kind of came up as a collaborative effort in the Poet Laureate Committee. I'm now able to say I have people. My people and I came up with it, together. And so it was wonderful. We started talking about having a reading with Connie because Connie is just such an amazing poet and has received a lot of honors. I mean, she's in the Library of Congress. She received the Witter Binner Award, and she's been named the George Morrison Artist of the Year back, not this year, but a few years back. And she's just such an amazing writer. So then people started talking about the trail that Robert Frost has out in Massachusetts with poems posted along the trail. And, well, you know, one thing led to another. And Connie has always loved Hartley Field. One of her books is, in fact, called Hartley Field. And so it was sort of a natural fit. The Hartley Field people were really into it. And so now there's going to be a Connie Wanick wildflower trail at Hartley Field with Connie poems posted along the way.
Oh, that's so cool. So how many poems?
Very cool.
How long is the trail and how many poems?
Oh, I forgot to look up how long the trail is. It's not a really long trail. It's a strolling trail.
But how many poems long?
There will be about six poems along the trail.
So it's about six poems long.
It's about six poems long. Exactly. It is about six poems long.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
I think that works.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are the wildflowers, it's just one of the cool trails in Hartley that you can wander along and see wildflowers, or are there plans to sneak some additional wildflowers into the trail?
The wildflowers will actually be planted purposefully along the trail.
Fantastic.
And that will be done this fall. So they're not in bloom at the moment. So when you come on Saturday the 26th at 2 o'clock for the reading and the walking along the trail, there will be things in bloom, of course, because,
right,
you know, we're outside. But the reading will be inside.
But the actual wildflowers that will eventually be there,
exactly,
are still just a twinkle in someone's eye.
Exactly. Well, it's a plan, but yeah, still a twinkle, but, you know, moving along.
Right.
And
Hartley's got such beautiful, that garden in front of their building is one that I aspire to. I just think that would be, and, you know, and have a little bench and you can just sit there with your camera and just watch the birds and the bees and the butterflies come and take pictures and, you know, think profound, deep thoughts and, yeah.
Exactly. It's such a beautiful resource in the city of Duluth that we have Hartley Field and Hartley Nature Center right there, you know. It's an amazing place, and that garden is so beautiful.
And like you say, they were excited about it. They said, oh yeah, we want to get on board with this.
Oh, absolutely. They were really, really happy about it. And so the trail itself will be, there's a kind of a fenced in area to sort of, so the deer don't eat all the wildflowers. So that will be, I mean, the fenced in thing was already there. It's not like that kind of, but yeah. So
when you mentioned this to Connie, at what point in the process did Connie find out about it?
Well, Connie found out about it after we had, you know, made sure it was actually going to happen, that it
so
was
you'd,
a go.
So after you'd checked with Hartley.
Right.
And, right.
Or did we ask Connie first if that was okay with her? You'd think I could remember a thing like this. It was really fun to let her know, though.
Well,
because she was so moved and so surprised.
So she didn't say,
so that was sweet.
I don't want a wildflower trail. What kind of a foolish idea is this? That was not her reaction.
No, she's such a humble person, but so she was just so moved. And, of course, a wildflower trail is, you know, it's just perfect for who she is.
Well, it's a wonderful idea to honor folks who are making and creating beautiful things, of course, in our community, and especially folks whose work relates in some way to our beautiful outdoor areas. But can you think, I mean, I just can't think of anything, because you can go along a walking trail and not read the poetry if you're not into poetry.
Well, but you could, but I don't know why you would not read the poetry. Again, I can't conceive of that sort of
thing. You might become a person who likes poetry.
Exactly.
Do you foresee a rush for local creators to say, hey, I think we ought to have art along this trail, or I think we ought to have more poetry on this trail, or we need a little bit of prose in this park, or fill in the blank?
I think that is a fabulous idea, and I hope that there will be a groundswell of more poetry and more art everywhere.
You can think about a lot of things that would be perhaps intrusive or, does this really belong here, that could go up in a park. But there's something about poetry. Why is it that poetry seems like such a natural complement to a beautiful wilderness area?
Well, poetry is a very natural kind of a thing. People have written poems and tried to express something that is difficult to put into words. And in the way that when you are in a beautiful natural setting, there are feelings, there are thoughts that come that are sometimes difficult to completely nail down. So it's sort of funny that poetry is, of course, words about things that are really difficult to express in words, and rhythms and the flow of it. It just matches with the environment.
And people reach for poetry instead of prose many times to communicate these things that they are feeling. Why do you suppose that is?
I think because there is something about poetry, perhaps with its rhythms, and the way that the sounds of the words, so while there is meaning, there are layers and layers of things that people resonate with in a poem, with the plays on words, the different layers of meaning, the natural rhythms that poetry has.
And I think if you're going to write good poetry, which of course, you know, I think writing bad poetry is simply a rite of passage, and then some people continue to write and eventually try to create good poetry. But I think it's important to write a lot of bad poetry just to keep writing poetry.
It's very important to write a lot of bad poetry.
But it seems as though you've got to think about things carefully, because there is the idea of an economy of words.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Every word counts in poetry.
And so you do have to think a little bit about these things that you're feeling and say, well, how can I describe this, or what is this like, or what is this not like, or fill in the blank. You, of course, came armed with books and sheafs of poetry. Would you read a little for us, please?
Sure. I can start with this poem about, these are Connie Wanick's poems, by the way, just so it's very clear that these are not my poems.
And are these poems going to be included in the Wildflower Walk?
No.
Okay.
I could read one from the Wildflower Walk.
That you can do that, too. Otherwise, we could have extra poems.
There will be extra.
You have decided on the six poems already?
The six poems have been decided, yep.
Okay.
I think they're going up, you know, because the event is on the 26th, so it's coming right up.
Yeah. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next weekend. So, well, this poem will be posted somewhere, I think, in the building. So I'll read this poem.
Okay.
It's actually called Hartley Field, and it begins with a short epigraph by T.S. Eliot. And place is always and only place, and what is actual only for one time and only for one place. The wind cooled as it crossed the open pond and drove little waves toward us, brisk, purposeful waves that vanished at our feet, such energy thwarted by so little elevation. The wind was endless, seamless, old as earth. Insects came to regard us with favor. I felt them alight, felt their minute footfalls. I was a challenge, an Everest. And you, whom I have heard breathe all night, sigh through the water of sleep with vestigial gills. A pair of dragonflies drifted past us, silent, while higher up two bullet-shaped jets dragged their roars behind them on unbreakable chains. It seemed a pity we'd given up the sky to them, but I understand so little. Perhaps it was necessary. All our years together, and not just together, surely by now we have the same blood type, the same myopia. Sometimes I think we're the same sex, the one in the middle of man and woman, both of us as every child is. Born of both of us as every child is. The waves came to us, one each heartbeat, and lay themselves at our feet. The swelling goes down, the fever cools. Here, where the Hartleys grew lettuce 80 years ago, bear and beaver, fox and partridge, den and nest and hunt and are hunted. I wish I had the means to give all the north back to itself, to let the pines rise in the hayfield and the lilacs go wild. But then where would we live? I wanted that hour with you all winter. I thought of it while I worked, before I slept and when I woke. A time when the tangled would straighten, when contrition would become benediction, the positive hour shining like mica. At last the wind brought us two across the pond, then took it up again every last minute.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What a wonderful addition to the wilderness experience. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. It's always great to see you.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope to see you on August 26th at 2 o'clock at the Hartley Nature Center.
All right. Okay. We'll get a link set up, too, so folks will be able to keep track of that event coming up. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.